Okay. Amamar. Uyashain Beino Anoshim. Vihi Yashaina Beino Anoshim. So we learned that there's an Issa Yichud. That after the Bias Mitzvah, we machmer on them that the Rasa be Yichud, and not only the Rasa be Yichud, but Sai him and Sai her need a Shaimer. See, need two Shaimer. Besaila the Reb Yechida, and Amar Reb Yechida, and after we Shomer Ein Avelis B'mayin, and after the Varm Shaltzin and Nayin. So what's the Raya? What's the Raya to Reb Yechida? How do you see the Varm Shaltzin and Nayin? So the Gemara is not dying from the word of Pirish. Gemara is dying from Hu Yashem Ben Anashim, Yashem Ben Anashim, Kalsna Yamin, right? Aye, maybe he's Pirish because of Dan Basulim. Maybe the reason he's Pirish, maybe the reason he's Osir is because of Dan Basulim. Maybe really, Dvarim Shel Bitzina are not Nayik. Maybe on Yom Tif, normally, the Seist on Yom Tif maybe be as Mutter. And the reason over here it's Osir, maybe it's because there was Dan Basulim, so she has a Din Nida. Maybe that's why it's a Sabia. What? If the Dan Basulim, so maybe Agamar is saying that if the Dan Basulim, Yichud is awesome. So that's Taisis Kasha, the top Taisis. Taisis says that maybe it's Mishum Dan Basulim. Abba Mahu Yashim, Beda Anashim, Dayak Shabir. Dahavim Mishum Avelos. The Mishum Nidus, Kivin the Baal, Ishte Yashayna Imai. Kedama Bisaruch. Either because, like you said, that's needless, we wouldn't answer. Or, Chalai Sin Yom Mashu the Kulu Hava Mishum Avelis. Mashu the Kulu Hava Mishum Avelis. So that's Taisis, right? That's Taisis Kasha, Taisis Teretz, right? You follow? Kids say, Taisis, the Kasha, maybe there are 14 days. Now, the second half of the 14 days, the Yemei Avelis, that we know for sure, is also Bibia. What about the first 7 days, the days of Yemei Mishta? So they said maybe they may mishta also mishum nida. So they says no, it's not also mishum nida for two turut. So they says now there's a shaila. Let's say you have a person who gets married Sunday afternoon. They get married. The chuppah is 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. When does the sheva brachas end? When did the Shivas Yemei HaMishta end? For what time? Huh? We had this here last year. Somebody got married Sunday afternoon, and the guys were planning to make a Sheva Brachas for him the following Sunday lunch. Sunday lunch. So the question is, do the Sheva Brachas end, does it go Me'es Leis for when you're married? When you get married, if you get married 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, so you get Sheva Brachas till 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Or do we say, no, that you get, they got married on Sunday. So Sunday is day number one. Even though they got married in the afternoon. Sunday is day number one. Monday is day number two. Tuesday is day number three. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is day number seven. So Shabbos Sheva Brachas will be the last Sheva Brachas, Shabbos Shal Shudas. And then it ends. It sort of mixes Yom Kekulai in the first day. So there's a Magen Avraham that says that you don't say Tachnun for 7 days Me'es Leis, which means Sunday morning you don't say Tachnun. And there's a Knesset Yecheskel that argues. So Reb Yitzchak Elchanan in the Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak Simin Chaf Gimel, he paskins in this machlaikis based on our taisus. I should have said this at the end of his shiur and see if anybody can figure out the raya. But he has Einfal had a paskin from this taisus. Who would think of this taisus? But he says very geshmak. Now listen carefully, you'll see how it's a rai. He brings a rai and not like the Magen Avraham. We pass it not like the Magen Avraham. You can't make Sheva Brachas this following Sunday. Because we were Mamayid in the Sheva Brachas. Tachlin, maybe we're Mekel, because Tachlin people are Mekel, but we paskin that not like the Magen Avraham. We paskin like the Knesset Yecheskel, and it's not just the Ber Yitzchak. There are others who come out. Everyone paskins this way. That Sheva Brachas end in this example Matzah Shemes. What's the raya? Echitaisi. What's the raya to from our Taisvis? He says very good. Taisis is the kasha. For Shivisim, what was Taisis kasha? Rabbi Yechanan says Shivisim Amishdi a Polish wine because the Varim Shaltzin a Nayeg. Yechanan said you're Polish because the Varim Shaltzin a Nayeg. So Taisis asked maybe you're Polish because of Dam Nida. So he says according to the Magen Avraham, the kasha doesn't make sense. Think about it. Now, all right, before I start, you have to know that in Hilchis Dam Nida, the halacha is that, I shouldn't say the halacha is, we're noyig slightly differently, which we'll discuss in Yisra Hashem, we'll get to the Amid Beis. But the Medina de Gemara, if a woman is Pyrus Nida, or she's a Boyal Dam Besulim, that's what we call Mishnah Mishayna, in the time of the Mishnayis, most of the time in the Gemara, the halacha was that you need 7 days. It doesn't have to be 7 clean days. Just need 7 days. Even the day she bled is day number 1. Then day number 2. That's what the Torah says. A nida needs 7 days. It doesn't say you need 7 days without bleeding. It says you need 7 days. Until Reb Zera came and we have a minute that we need Shiva Nikiyim, which we'll talk about in Yitzhak Shem. But certainly this is going on a brisa, which means that you need, say, all you need is 7 days. I don't need them. It says 1 minute. Let's pick an example. When did they get? Let's say they get married Sunday afternoon. Okay? The father died on Sunday, so they put the mace into a cheder, and they get married Sunday afternoon. So now they have Shivus Yimei HaMishnah, they have Shivus Yimei HaVeilus. According to the Magen Avraham, when does their Shivus Yimei HaMishnah go? Until when? Next Sunday, 3 o'clock. Yeah. Fractisis Akasha. Why are they Asur in Bia? Those 7 days. So Rabbi Yechanan says they're Asur in Bia. Why? Rabbi Yechanan says, why are they Asur in Bia for those 7 days? If they're the first Bia's mitzvah. Because the Varim Shaltzin and Nayik, that's why they're Asur. So Taisis asks, maybe not. Maybe Dvarim Shaltzin are not Nayik. And you know why they're Asa? Because of Damnida. 1 minute. It can't be Alts Damnida, according to Magen Avraham. Because by Anida, we certainly say Mitzvah Sayyem Kekulai. The day she started bleeding was Sunday. So when is she Damnida? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Matzah Shabbos, she goes to the mikveh. And she's tar. That means Matzah Shabbos, she go to the mikveh. She'll be tar. And they can do bia that night. Atzilchis nida. Because Atzilchis nida, you're only asa 7 days, and the first day is mitzaseyem kekulai. And that's certainly that way. Atz nida, you would only be asa to matzah Shabbos. And our Gemara says, kol oisan hayamim hu yashin bein ha-nashim v'yishin bein ha-nashim. That they're asa all 14 days. According to the Magen Avraham, why are they asa 14 days? If you say it's al tadam nida, like Taisus asks, it can't be, because al tadam nida, it's only asa until Matzah Shabbos. And Avelus doesn't start till 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon. So between Matzah Shabbos and 3 o'clock, there should be Mutta Bibiya. Like Taisus. Taisus says al tadam nida. Al tadam nida, there should be Mutta. And since they're Osir, the Gemara says, Kalais and Ayamim, they're Osir. That would prove that why are they Osir like Rabbi Yechanan? Because Devarim Shebitzin are Naig. So the Kasha that Taisus is asking, maybe Shivus Yimei HaMishnah, it's not because of Dvarim Shabbat Zinna. Maybe Shabbat Zinna may have Mishnah because of Dam Nida. According to the Magen Avraham, it makes no sense. Because according to the Magen Avraham, you're not also the whole Shabbos Yemei HaMishta Alts Nida. Nida ends earlier than Shabbos Yemei HaMishta. What? Does what go? Nida or Mishta? Nida is certainly not Meislais. Nobody holds Nida as Meislais. And Nida becomes a Nida. She counts days. She goes to the mikveh at the end of the last day after Shkia. Nobody holds Nida as Meislais. It's only a Shail of Chasn is Meislais. So from our Taisis, it's Mukhrach. Since Taisis is the Kasha, maybe there are also out Nida. It's Mukhrach like the Knesset Yecheskel. That Nida and Shivas Yemei HaMishta are the same. Because Taisis is saying, how do you know you're also out Shivas Yemei HaMishta? Maybe you're also out Nida. What do you mean, maybe you're also out Nida? According to the Knesset Yecheskel, it's good. Taisis is a good Kasha. It's the same days. Because according to Taisis Yecheskel, Mishta also ends Matzah Shabbos. So Taisis has the good kasha. Nida and Mishta are the same days. So how do you know it's also out Mishta? Maybe it's also out Nida. But according to the Magen Avraham, Taisis kasha makes no sense. How could Taisis ask? Maybe there are also out Nida. He can't say Nida. Nida ends Matzah Shabbos, and Sheva Brachas doesn't end until Meis Leis. Until whatever number of whatever hour it is the next day. Say Elamai Zok the Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it's Mukher from Taisvis. That just like Dine Nida end with Shkia on the seventh day, the same thing Dine Sheva Brachis end at Shkia on the seventh day. And it's Gaval de Garaya. I don't see how anybody can answer the Raya. It's a technical Raya. And that's the way he passed it. That the Sheva Brachas end at sunset the seventh day. Finished. That's all. After that, there's no Sheva Brachas. You want to make a party? You can make a party, but you can't make Sheva Brachas.
The whole problem is only
Taisis. What? It's with Taisis. Yeah. If you would have a Rai from another Rishon, you could say. The Maisa from Taisis is Taka Rai. From the Gemara, it's not a Rai. It's a Rai from Taisis. Taisis is from them. It's a problem. In the winter, it's not such a problem because people get married generally after Shkia. In the summer months, people get married in June. So very often the chuppah is before Shkia, a Sunday. So they get married Sunday night. So the Sheva Brachas are really 6 days and a few minutes. I mean, you know, they get married an hour before Shkia. So that hour is day number one and six more days. And then people, you know, later, they have problems. They have shaylos. See, my Shadavan, I'm trying to get you to stop thinking about it. Yeah. It's a brach levatala, yeah. Alright, so Rabbi Yechanan says here a chiddush that the dvarim shebitzina hanayik on yantiv. So we have to understand that. What does that mean? That means somebody's an oval. Forget a chasm. A regular oval. A person's an oval on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So even though on Shabbos he doesn't sit Shiva, every oval has a Shabbos in the middle of the Shiva. So even though Shabbos he doesn't sit Shiva, but on Shabbos he goes to shul, he puts on clean clothing, because Avelis, Shabbos is more important than Avelis. And yet, Devarim Shebitzin HaNayik. So why Devarim Shebitzin HaNayik? That's the explanation. If Shabbos is, or Yom Tov is more important than Avelus, we're saying still the Yovel has to be Nayik Devarim Shebitzin. What's Devarim Shebitzin? Devarim Shebitzin is Tashra Shamita. It says learning. Learning is also Devarim Shebitzin. Somebody's an Yovel on Shabbos and he doesn't learn. So it's not so far Hesia. Unfortunately, there are people who don't learn. So novel Teish Shiva doesn't get an aliyah on Shabbos because Dvarim Shebitzin HaNayik. I remember when Rav Shneya was an novel, Shneya Kotler was an novel, he sent Shiva, he lost a son. He sent Shiva in Borough Park, and Shabbos of Shiva he davened in Lakewood Minyan on 16th Avenue in Borough Park. So he told them they have to give him an aliyah. have to give an aliyah. A novel teich sheva devarim shebitzin a naik. A novel does not allow to learn. Doesn't get an aliyah. Rav Shneur said that if he comes to Lakewood Minyan and they don't give him an aliyah, that's for hesir. Because the Shiva of Lakewood, how often does he come to Lakewood Minyan? So if he would come, normally you give him an aliyah. So he said for them to not give him an aliyah, that would be for hesir. So he got an aliyah. That says the same thing as some chistayra, a novel could get an aliyah. Because if a novel doesn't get an aliyah, that's for hesir. He told this to the Gabbai. I wasn't there, but it was all over. You know, the story was all over. He said that's for Hesse. He taught them something. He taught them a lot. But what's the explanation? What? He gives a shear. Maybe be the same thing. Maybe be the same thing. So what are we saying? Now what's Deicha what? What's more? Avelus or Shabbos and Yom Tov? Which Shabbos and Yom Tov is more. So why Dvar Shabbatzin and Nayik? I don't fully understand the Cheshbin of Dvar Shabbatzin and Nayik. Why Dvar Shabbatzin and Nayik? If Shabbos is more important, what? The what? Same question. You're right. Like Roman Hashach. If which wins? There's a battle. You have Avelus on one hand, and you have Shabbos Yom Tov on the other hand, and there's a conflict. So which is more important? If Avelus is more important, let him sit Shiva. If Shabbos is more important and Yom Tov is more important, let him not be Naig Avelus. What's the Hesber? What's the explanation here? Why? That is far away. Why it should be this way? I looked around. I didn't see any mafreshim shabbos. Why? He's not allowed to be normally on Shabbos. Let's say normally on Leil Shabbos. I this time chacham is Shabbos and Shabbos. Normally on Friday night he's boil his wife, and now he can't. So it's true. Nobody knows. It's private. What? And the other in Yonam of Avelos. Why does he sit on a chair on Shabbos? Because of Shabbos? Because he always sits on a chair.
That's sitting there on Shabbos to eat. You have to sit down on a chair. That's the way it's
done.
Sitting down
to
soup.
You
don't have a picnic on Shabbos.
And when he wants to wash his, let's say he wants to wash his face. Or, that's a bad example. It's washing. It's not so posh. It's not posh. It's what's another example? Going out, he leaves his house. He says, the novel's not allowed to leave his house. And here he's allowed to leave his house. Why? He leaves his house every day. So it's a stira to Shabbos to not leave your house. So, and if he's normally involved, normally he learns. So he's not allowed to learn. Why can't he learn? Why can't he learn his normal learning?
Does he normally learn because of Shabbos?
He learns every day. Just like he goes out every day, and just like he sits on a chair every day. Just like he wears a shirt that has no kriya.
It's not Shabbos.
So what does that mean? That really what? Really Avelus is Nayik. Just you're not allowed to do something to show Avelus on Shabbos. It's usher to sit on the floor on Shabbos, usher to stay home all day on Shabbos, not usher. But to do it because you're a novel is usher. Give your chest on August Avelus. So what? So he's not allowed to have on August Avelus on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is more important. So why Devar Shabbat Sinner, yes? Why do it? It's not their ass. It's not your mission. Why do I should say not Nayik? What's Shabbos? Shabbos is for other people? If somebody's in a desert island on Shabbos, he keeps Shabbos, he keeps Yom Tov.
It's a preference to do these things if they're sort of sin on Shabbos. That means you have to do it on Shabbos.
You have to what? Learn.
And Rav Shabbos Sinner.
Well, what's the difference in learning going? You don't have to go out of your house on Shabbos. I'm a chuyif to leave your house.
Sure.
So let's say he wants to go enough for shul. And it's only because of shul. He has a shul in his house. He has a minion in his house. But to get there, I don't tell you the truth. I don't have an answer. I'm not sure. I know this is the halacha. Halacha is that Tavarim Shabbat Sinu Nayeg. And you're not sure Avelis for Hesia. That we know. We all know that halacha. But it seems that somehow Avelis is Nayeg on Shabbos. Just a farhesia, like that's too much. To be mezalzel shabbos, that's too much. Where else? You know, during the 12 months, somebody's an awful fit, let's say a parent for 12 months. So during the 12 months, so you're allowed to go to a kiddush. So pashas, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go to kiddush. And an awful's not allowed to go to a suda with other people. But, in halacha, it says that if, let's say he's davening in a shul, he davens every week. On that shul, there's a kiddush. If he walks out, he'll be farhesia. Yeah, everyone will know he's walking out because he's an avil. So then the halacha is that he stays. Well, let's say it's his nephew got married. If he doesn't go to Sheva Brachas during the week, he can't go. Let's say it's Shabbos, he can't go. He doesn't go to Sheva Brachas. Everyone will know. Why didn't he go to his nephew's Sheva Brachas? Because he's an avil. So that's farhesia. Yeah? So then the halacha is he goes. Interesting halacha. So an avil, a whole Sheva Brachas week, he doesn't go to his nephew Sheva Brachas. On Shabbos he goes, because that's for Hesi. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yechon's rule. Then on Shabbos, only for Shabbat Tzim, not Nayik. So Avelis of Tzim is Nayik. Avelis for Hesi is not Nayik.
Why is it Kajah
Shabbos? It's not Avelis. You're allowed to tell people, the president's allowed to say he's an avil. But to practice Avelis, that's us. People let him know he's an avil. But not to practice Avelis. That's what seems.
Kaddish.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What he's saying is he's showing Avelos. He's not showing Avelos. It's not an Avelos to say Kaddish. It's not a sad thing to say Kaddish. And Kaddish is a wonderful thing to say Kaddish. You know, it's strange that when people are Avelim, they run to Dan for the Omer. And when it's not a novel, you should also run to Dan for the Amid. It's the same schus to Dan for the Amid. Just be given to the Avelim because whatever the Hezbo is. But it's equal schus for a novel to Dan for an Amid and not a novel. Just we give priority to Avelim because it's a schus for the parents of Shama. The Shama's in Sa. Somebody's parent died 10 years ago and he dams for the Amid. It's also a schus for the parents. Just they're not in as big trouble after the first year. That's it. But it's not Dan for Amid or Avelis. It's not. So I don't know, Clara, I don't have a sort of someone sees here a Hezber. I mean, the halach is very clear. Dvar Shabbatzina on Ayik, Dvar for Hesi on that.
Why is it another dollar down for the Omer on Shabbos?
That's only for a different reason, because there are people. It saddens the people to have an Abel Davin. It's not on sin. It's not on sin person. It saddens the people. The question is, Rosh Chodesh has a din mayi l'gabi this. The truth is, Rosh Chodesh says he could daven, just not halal. It's inappropriate. But the meaning in most places is that they don't have. It's not satisfied. But, alright, so this is one area that I'm not klar. I don't know for sure. But the halach is 100% clear that Torah Shabbat Sinai Nayig Rada, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, does this year falls out? Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it's Nitra to Sunday. There's also a din of Devarim Shabbat Sinah on Nayik. A lot of people don't know it, a lot of married people are not aware of it. They know Tisha B'Av is Nitra. But a married person, if Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, is also Aser. On Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, it's also a din of Devarim Shabbat Sinah on Nayik. It's just not the kind of thing the rabbi gets up and announces a shul. But the truth is, it's a right proper thing is to call out the Varn Shabbat Sinah Nayik. The problem is, those Balabatim who know what it means probably learned the Mishnah Berurah. And those who didn't learn the Mishnah Berurah have no clue what it means, the Varn Shabbat Sinah Nayik, unless they learned this Gemara. But, anyway, this is Rabbi Echelon's statement. The Varn Shabbat Sinah Nayik, and that's the way we pass. Taisus brings that this is a Machlaikis Amiroim. Bottom Taisus. You're obligated to be Nayig Avelus for Dvarim Shabbat Tzina. But the Maisi Siyatim and Abrais. So Taisi is the Kasha that he doesn't have a Teretz for. In time of Rabbi Shmuel Amri, beperkvasu demayakot, the tashma shamita bishabishal zayin yimei avelis rishus, tikshulu braisa dahacha, vein svar lechalik bemayi lishabis, rakilan vishabis tfei. What's going on here? How could Rabbi Shmuel hold tashmish is mutter to steer it to the braisa? Elo nira lari, the Rabbi Shmuel mafli ben chosin lemayi vishabis. The elo chosin is also lemayi vishabis amutter. The cholais niyam yashem min hashem afilu b'shabbos. Avokasha, the cholais niyam yashem min hashem afilu b'shabbos. Tais b'shver, halachas gedaylais, kerab yechidan, upirshu. Avogav, the kaimalon kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. We have a rule, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. Hani mili b'tanoi. Listen to this. You can come up with a svar for this one. Halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. Okay? Hani mili b'tanoi. That's a machlekes tanoi. Aval amirai loi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan amirai. If I explain this. Halacha divrei hamekel ba'avol. Yeah? Halacha, you should know a rule. Any machlekes by avelos, any safik will make. Safik avelos l'chavlutula. He says, no. That's by a machlekes tanoi, and not by a machlekes amirai. Someone explain to me the difference why a machlekes tanoim we should be mekel, a machlekes amirah we should be machmir. It's a svara. A lot of things today that need svara. No, Taisus needs a hesber. We don't pass any Taisus. We pass in halacha kedivrei hamekel not only by machlekes tanoim and a machlekes amirah and by machlekes rishayim too. We also say halacha kedivrei hamekel. And sometimes even by machlekes achrayim. Taisus needs Hasbro. So we're going to get back. Let's not get back. Let's start with the Teretz of Taisus. Okay. Why is Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avol? Why? Why? Why should Halacha be like a Mekel by Avelis? What's the reason for it? What? Yeah. Halacha Divrei HaMekel Ba'avol. The question is why. And the Ramban and the Meiri ask on the Rambam holds Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa, and the Gaonim hold Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa. So why is Halacha Divrei HaMekel Ba'avol? Very strong kasha. Why should we say Halacha Divrei HaMekel Ba'avol? So there are a number of mahalchim in how to answer. One mahalach is suggested by Birchas Avraham, and I happen to like this mahalach very much because it's an innovative way of looking at it. Halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avol. Why? So the Velt says avelus v'mekel. You know, avelus is not a happy thing. You know, whatever we can be mekel for an avel v'mekel. The Velt says. He says, you could learn it that way. Could be that we're mekel by Avelis because Avelis is kuladika. Somehow, I don't know why. He says, maybe not. Maybe, listen carefully. Maybe really the rules for Avelis are the same as the rules for Luliv and the rules for Shofar and the rules for Geneva. What are the rules when you have a machlaikis by Hilchas Luliv? So you take every machlaikis and you try to bring rayas. That's what the Gemara does. Tries to bring rayas here and there. Let's say in Shas, how many machleksim are there about lulav? Let's say, so I didn't count. But let's say there are 25 machleksim in Hilchas Lulav. How do we paskin? Well, you have to look at each one. Some of them we paskin lakula, some of them we paskin lachumra. Right? Each one we try to bring rayas. Hilchas Shofar. Let's say there are 25 machleksim in Hilchas Shofar. So each one we try to bring rayas. Hilchas Avelis, the same thing. Each one we try to bring rayas. Chazal saw, they said, hey, you know what? There's a funny coincidence. In every machlaikis, in Hilchas Avelis, after we brought rayas, we ended up lakula. We ended up lakula. Not because halacha gedivrei hamekel ba'avol. But statistically, it just worked out as a coincidence. By all the machlaikis in Hilchas Avelis, when we pass like the Mekel. So you know what? Halacha kemekel, kedivrei amekel be'avon. The halacha is like the Mekel by an oven. Why? Not because, it's not a siva. That because it's Hilchas Avelis, that's why we're Mekel. No. Not because it's Hilchas Avelis, we have Rachmanis on the poor Avel, we're Mekel. No. It's a simen. Chazal saw, you know what? I give you a good way to remember. All Hilchas Avelis, we pass on the Kula. So I give you a way to remember. Halacha Kemekel Ba'avel. It's just a simen. Just like, you know, the halach is like Abaya by Yal Kigam. Right? You know the Elamitzias. Machlek is Rav and Abaya, we pass like Abaya by Yal Kigam. Yud Ayin Lamed, Kuf Gimel Mem. Six machlekes, and it stands for different things. In six places, the halach is like Abaya. Why? Why? Why is the halach like Abaya in these six places? Just because it spells Yal Kigam, that's why. No. There were six places that halach is like Abaya. And we made ourselves a simin, a way to remember it. It's the same thing here. I'll tell you, halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avel, it's a simen. It's a way to remember. In all these machlokes, no matter how many machlokes there are in Hilchos Avelos, maybe 20, 30, all the machlokes in Hilchos Avelos, it happens to be, we always pass on the kula. And let's say you would start learning Masechtas Brachos. I'll tell you, no. In Masechtas Brachos, we always pass on Rabbi Yeshua. A way to remember. You know, through the whole Masechta, we're always going to pass on Rabbi Yeshua. So that's me Akasha, just because it's Masechtas Brachos, we pass them like him. I'll tell you, no, it's not just because. It's just a way of remembering. It's a way of remembering. In Brachos, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not a reason, it's just a way to remember. So the Birchas Avraham, Tosfos holds that Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Ba'avel is just a simen. The Gemara gives us a simen. You should know, wherever you find a machlaikis by Avelus, it works out that way. We always pass on Lakuma. Now, if the Gemara says that, obviously it's applying to machlaikis Tanayim. Now, if I'm a Rama going to come around tomorrow and have a new machlaikis, I don't know if we pass like the Mekel. Maybe we don't pass like the Mekel. Maybe not. So, we'll have to decide. We'll have to see. So, Zog Taisis, Halachi, to be a Mekel, but Avalani Mili Bitanoi. That's why machlokes tanoim, because all the machlokes tanoim, we scouted out all the mishnayos and all the brises, and we said, you know what? I give you a way to remember. Halacha is always like the Mekel. Amei roim are going to come along with new machlokes later, so that we'll have to judge each case by itself. That's the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh. We say halacha to be a Mekel bavel is only by tanoim. They hold it's just a simen bi'alma. What? You'll have machlaik. Sim is sometimes it'll be mekel, sometimes it'll be machmer. There's no rule of halacha kedivrei mekel. By me roim, you'll judge each machlaik is by itself.
You can't apply not
to me roim, not to rishayim, not to achrayim. And not only that, according to that, will be answered the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asked, if savi derais l'chumra, why is halacha kedivrei mekel ba'avol? The answer is, it's not because Suffolk Avol Lekula. No, Suffolk Avol is L'chumra. The reason that we paskin like a Mekel by an Avol is just, it happens to work out that way. There's some cases in Hilchis Luliv where we're Mekel. There's some cases in Hilchis Yom Kippurim that we're Mekel. Some cases in Hilchis Shabbos we're Mekel. By Deraisis, we bring Rayas. We sometimes we're Mekel. Sometimes we're Machmer. We try to judge. So this is a nice mahalach in Shitas Taisvis that halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avol does not mean safek avol lekula. Just means we happen to know by all tanoim halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avol. So this fits into Shitas Taisvis and the Rosh who hold that it's only by tanoim and not by amei
ra'ah. No.
Doesn't answer, this only answers like Taisa Shita. It does not answer like Rav Rishainen, who hold Halacha Kemekel Bayavel is even by Amei Rai. It's even by Amei Rai. For example, the Ran in our Sugya brings down the Halacha I mentioned yesterday that Yom Tov Sheni counts as one of the 7 days of Avelos. That the last day of Yom Tov, the last day of Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, and Chutz La'aretz, counts as one of the 7 days. Why? So the Ram brings that explanation. You know why? Because Yom Tov Sheni, when Noyig Al Tzveika D'Yayma, right? When Noyig Yom Tov Sheni Al Tzafik, Tzveika D'Yayma, and Tzafik by Avol Lekula. Since Yom Tov Sheni is really only Tzafik Yom Tov, we're Machmir Nofes Yom Tov. But by Avol we could be Mekel Tzafik Avol Lekula, and we could consider the second day of Shavuos to be a Yom Chayil Legabe counting 7 days of Avelus. So it means the Ran says Beferish Safik Avelus Lekula. Not like I'm saying it. And the Ran would hold that way even by Machlekes HaMeiraim. So now, according to them, we still need an explanation. Why is Safik Avel Lekula? Mechit Pesi. Why should Avelus be different than everything else that Sveika is Lekula? So we have to come on to a second mahalach in answering why Safik Avel Lekula. This is the mahalach of the Michas Chinuch, which I mentioned to you, which I gave out to some of the people here, took photostats of the Michas Chinuch. You should learn the Michas Chinuch inside. It's Simir Reis Samach Dalid. In the new prints, it's Ois Yud Gimel. I think it was page Shin Aleph, the second Chaluk. And it's a very yesidistic in Michas Chinuch, and for that reason, it's if you learn it inside, I'll help you remember. Okay, but we have to start from the rule of Safik Avelus Lekula. We're going now not with Taisvis. The Brech Savorim explained Taisvis, Tanoim, Amiram. We're going now with Rav Rishon. Safik by Avel Lekula. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos has a case. Daf Kuf Lamid Vav. Gemara tells us that one of the Amiroim had a baby, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef had a baby. The baby died shortly after the baby was born. Within 30 days of birth, the baby died. So Rav Dimi sat Shiva. Lost a child, so he sat Shiva. So his friends asked him, Gemara says they asked him in this lashon, said, "Do you enjoy sitting Shiva? Why are you like hopping around sitting Shiva? A baby less than 30 days old, you don't sit Shiva for a baby who dies within 30 days. Because he's a Nephil. A baby within 30 days was born. We assume he wasn't born normal. You don't sit Shiva." So Rav Dimi answered, "Kim li bei shekalu lo chadashav. I know for sure that this baby was, the pregnancy was 9 full months, that this baby was a viable baby. When a baby is born short of the 9 months, less than 270 days of pregnancy, and the baby dies within 30 days, so we assume the baby's a nephil." Rav Dimi said, "I know, kim li bei shekalu bechadashav. I happen to know, whatever reason, he knows at what time his wife became pregnant, and he knows that it's 270 days of pregnancy, so therefore, I said Shiva." That's what it says in the Gemara. But it comes out, if you're Mesupik, if you don't know, a regular baby, you don't know, was the wife pregnant 270 days or not? Most cases, a man has no idea. You don't notice the pregnancy till later. You don't know if it was Kol Bechadasha. It's a Safik. So there's no Shiva. If it's a Safik, there's no Shiva. That's what comes out for this Gemara. Why not? So, most Rishonim learn, because Safik, Avelus Lekula. A baby dies, you don't know if a baby was a Nephil or a Bar Kayama. Baby dies within 30 days. Safik, Avelus is Lekula. Frech de Michas Chinuch, why do we make them? When a baby dies within 30 days, Raiv says that it was a normal baby. Raiv pregnancies are bar kayama. Raiv would say it's normal. As a matter of fact, if a woman who's mechuyev in yibum would find out she's pregnant from a husband who died and give birth, and she gives birth, the baby dies within 30 days, we would say she's pater from yibum because she had a child. Maybe it was a nafel. You say, no, raiv children are bar kayama. So if raiv children are bar kayama, why don't we go bust a raiv and say that somebody whose child dies within 30 days, someone like Elaine loses a child within 30 days. So we're not mechayev to sit avelus. There's no avelus. Why is there no avelus? Why don't we go bust a raiv? So Rishayim say, safek avelus l'kula. But why by raiv? By raiv, why do you say safek avelus l'kula? So to answer this question, and obviously to explain why we say safek l'kula, the Miches Chinuch comes up with a new mahalach. There are a few places in the Torah where we have a gezeiras hakasav of vadai v'loy safek. For example, mamzer. By Hilchis mamzer, there's a gezeiras hakasav of mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer safek, which means that a safek mamzer, the Torah is matir. Even though everywhere else safek derais l'chumra, but by a mamzer, you have a baby who you don't know if the child is a mamzer or not. You don't know if he was born through a case of mamzeris. But halach is safek mamzer is l'kula, even though it's a deraisa. Why is it l'kula? Exeris hakasav mamzer vadei v'loy mamzer safek. We learn out of a pasuk. The same thing in Hilchis Meiser Behema. It's a sugya in the first parak in Bava Metzia. Asiri vadai v'loy asiri safek. Only a vadai animal that's mechuyev a meiser. You take meiser. Asiri vadai v'loy asiri safek. What's the case in Bava Metzia in the first parak? Many years since Yeshiva learned it, no? So 3-4 years. The case is Kafas Echa bin Amenuyim. The Gemara says a man is busy counting his animals. He has 1,000 animals, he puts them in a corral. He counts out, right? You open the door, you let them out one at a time. Every 10th one, you make a red mark, and that's Meiser. So the Gemara has a case. Kafas Echa bin Amenuyim. He counted out his animals. He's got 1,000 animals, he counted out already 100. And one of the 100 jumps back in to the corral. Not one with a red line, because then he can recognize it. But one of them jumps in, he can't figure out which one it is. So guess what? You hit the jackpot. It's pata for meiser. If he has 900 animals, he saves 90 animals. The one that jumped in, now, any one that you take out is a safik. It's gzeris hakasav asiri vadai v'loy asiri safik. You don't take meiser on sveikus. Even though safik teras l'chumra, but we learn to have an extra word in the Torah, asiri vadai v'loy asiri safek. Now, avelos, where do we learn avelos from? What's the makar for avelos? Which pasuk in the Torah? V'yod avelos is deraisa. From where do we learn avelos? So I told you two pshat. The Rosh said from Aaron HaKayin, he said, achalti chatas hayayim, should I eat karbanis today? But that was the Rosh Kaka said that. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs learns it out of a different pasuk. The Rambam learns it out of the pasuk of Tumas Kayin. That there's a halacha that a Kayin is mechuyev to be metameh to his Shiva Krivim. He's obligated to be metameh to Shiva Krivim. A Kayin can't say, I'll take care of the Levaya, we'll do an outdoor Levaya, and I won't have to be in Ayel HaMeis, and I won't go near the Meis. Nothing to it. La Yitama is Mechuyev to be Metame. It's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, it's Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalid, the one Mitzvah is going on. La Yitama. A Kayin is obligated to be Metame to the Shiva Kraivim. A Chiyav Gomel. To be Metame to the Shiva Kraivim. The Rambam says that we learn out of that mitzvah Hilchos Aveiros. Because why is the Kayim Mechuyev to be Metamet Ezavot? Why? Just Gzeiros HaKasuv? No. It means a Kayim has to show sorrow on Mises Kraivav. He's not allowed to distance himself from the Karev. Not distance himself. Lo Yitama, the Rambam learns, is where we learn Avelus Deraisa from. We learn Avelus Deraisa. Because since the Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kayanim, you must be Mitama to Shiva Kraivim. You must be Mitama to Shiva Kraivim. So from there we say that you must be Mitama to Shiva Kraivim. That means you must be Nayag Avelus. And the Melo, we add on all the other Dine Avelus to that. But the Makar of Avelus is Lo Yitam. Guess what? There's a Brisa by Tumas Kayan in Lo Yitama that a Kayan is only Mechuyev to be Mitama to a Vadai Karev and not to a Safi Karev. A Kayan only has to be Mitama himself to someone who's Vadai his Karev. Let's say he has a brother, he's not sure if this is his brother or not. They're mixed up in the hospital, or his mother remarried, they don't know. They don't know if it's a Ben Shiva L'Rishon or Ben Tisha L'Rishon or Shiva L'Sheni, whatever situation you would have, a Suffolk brother. Does he have a Suffolk brother? A Kohen is not Matama. Even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, lo yitama. But just like Mamzer, and just like Asiri, the same thing, lo yitama, vadai, v'loy Suffolk. It's Gzeres HaKosav, that Toma is vadai and not Suffolk. Beautiful. If you hold like the Rambam, it's the Raisa from the Pasuk of Lo Yitama, then Safik Avelis Lakula, why? It's Gzeres HaKasuv. Vadai V'loi Safik. Just like a Kayin is only Metame to a Vadai Karev and not to a Safik. That means the Torah is telling us that Avelis is only to a Vadai and not to a Safik. Any Suffolk Avelis is Lakula. Why? Why is a Suffolk Avelis Lakula? Because it's Xeris HaKasev, Vadei V'lai Suffolk. So we ask the Kasha, if you hold Avelis is Deraisa, if you hold Avelis is Deraisa, why Suffolk Avelis is Lakula? The answer is that the Rambam holds you learn it out of Tumas Kayanin, and it's Xeris HaKasev in three places in the Torah. By Tumas Kayanim, by Mamzer, and by Meiser, it's Xeris HaKasav, Vadei V'loi Safik. You have all cases. But in these cases, we say Vadei V'loi Safik. That means that's Xeris HaKasav, that Safik Avelis Lakula. Now, this all makes sense if you learn it out of where? Tumas Kayanim. The Rush holds that you learn it out of where? Aaron. So you can't hold of this. The Rush can't hold of this whole spiel. Because the Rush learns it out of Aaron HaKayin. But that's okay, because the Rush holds Safik Lakula is only by Machlekes Tanaim, not by Machlekes Amiraim. He doesn't hold Safik Lakula. He holds like the explanation, the first explanation. That's just a simon. Safik Avelus Kalaki Devi Amekel Bavel. The Rush, Lashitasa, is fine. He lives out of a different posse. But the Rambam, and the other guy, if they'll learn it out of a pasuk of Lo Yitama, then it's beautiful. Lo Yitama, there's a Gzeres HaKasav, only Vadai, you're not Safik. So it comes out, it's answered why we say Safik Avelis Lakula. Because Safik Avelis Lakula is only because Avelis is only because of Gzeres HaKasav of Lo Yitama. And that pasuk has a Gzeres HaKasav of Vadai V'loi Safik. Very geschmack. So therefore the Rambam holds it's Sai Tanoim, Sai Amiraim, Sai Rishainim, Sai Yom Tivsheni, which is a Suffolk. Any Suffolk that you can come up with will make them. Not like Tysus. Tysus holds only Tanoim and not Amiraim, and the Rush hold that way because they don't hold like this Rambam. They hold you learn, either they hold to the Rabbanon, or they hold you learn out of today Rice, you learn out of Aaron HaKayin. For Shankar, if you learn it out of La Yitama, like the Rambam does, so then it's very good. it's very good that Safik is Lekulu. Now this is the Michas Chinuch Yisayit, which answers, which explains Safik Avelus Lekulu. That is the second step. We aren't done yet. Because now, we have to go to a second step, which a Michas Chinuch does. What happens by Raiv? You have Raiv L'chumra. You have a case of Raiv L'chumra. Let's say somebody, his mother gave birth to twins. Okay, his mother gave birth to twins, and in the hospital, it got mixed. There's a third baby, or not identical twins, right? There's a third baby. Now they have three babies. Two of them are his brother, and one is not. Right? And then they grow up, his Suffolk brothers. Okay, so he fights with all three of them. He doesn't know which one's his brother. So he doesn't know which is his brother. The years pass. And eventually, one of them dies. Does he sit Shiva? Now, if it wouldn't be twins, just one baby, they got mixed out with another baby, he wouldn't sit Shiva. Suffolk Lakul. Here you already have Raif. Raif, two out of the three are brothers. Two out of three are brothers. And one of them dies. Does he sit Shiva in the case of Raif? So that depends. What is Raif? Is Raif a Vaday? Is Raif a Safik? How do you look at Raif? So that's going to be the subject of tomorrow's Shia. How do you look at Raif? And I hope that all of you will take a look at the Michas Chinuch. And you should learn it inside. It takes a certain amount of effort, but that's okay. We'll survive it. Take a look at the Michas Chinuch inside. Take a leaning on the Michas Chinuch. He boizais his yisai that Rav is not a vadai, and it means Hashem that we'll talk about it.